Good morning, or afternoon. Today on our RE podcast, we'll be interviewing the winners of each year of the poetry contest. I would recommend listening to this podcast when you might be feeling a little blue, because it's full of happy poems that will cheer up your day. I'm August Andrew, and
I'm Alexana Bell.
Okay, should we get on with the show?
Our first winner, Ronan from Year One. He's going to read his poem.
Careful creation. We dig a hole and we plant seeds to give our trees a little feed. The sun shines bright with soil below as we watch God's creation grow.
Beautiful poem, Ronan. Well done.
Yes, that was truly magnificent. Now, we're moving on to Gosha in Diamond Class.
Standing together side by side, open hearts we never hide, loving others big or small, in Jesus' name we care for all. Doing what's right, being a friend, acts for kindness, never end, reaching out to those in need. And every smile, we plant a seed, trust in God to guide our way, and you and I bring peace each day.
That was magnificent. Good job. Especially our ending. Very good. It's not just you bring peace each day, we all bring peace each day as a community. We work together to help the earth.
Now, we'll bring in Sophia from Year 3. She'll bring cheer to everyone.
God made me and God made you. He loves us all our whole lives through. Big or small, shy or loud, we're his children, safe and proud. We are all different, that's okay. God loves us in each special way. So I'll be kind in what I do, because God's light shines in you.
Sophia! I'm going to say that was very, very good.
Okay, now moving on to Year 4.
And we have Edith. So, what is your poem about?
It's about our community and how we can work together as a team.
That's very nice. So, when you were writing your poem, what did you think about it?
I thought that it was very peaceful for me to do it, and it calms me down a lot.
Did you want to give people ideas or maybe inspire them to do something?
Definitely. I think that people need to work as a team a lot.
Certainly. I happen to be an eco-warrior and I especially care about our planet and how we can all work together to solve our planet crisis. Would you like to read your poem?
My community is important to me. The places I go and the people I see. My friends, my family, my neighbours too. Even the zookeepers I see at the zoo. My community helps me to feel supported and comforted too. It helps to stop me from feeling blue. My local park is a fun place to be, where I can be with my friends and drink bubble tea. God's community on earth brings us all together as one, to love one another and have great fun.
That was amazing, and it certainly put a smile on my face.
It certainly put a smile on my face too. So now, we'll welcome Tiffany from Year 5.
The people in the city roam with grace while builders lift the morning into bliss. They stare into the morning sky, consultants waiting for a reply.
Sad and lonely need to be embraced. With a mop and a cloth, they wipe the city's forgotten face. Their armour is kindness, their weapon is care. They battle the silence, the pain, the despair. Hearts of silence all alone, doctors mend where pain has grown. I run around playing in the sun, in quiet rooms where numbers hum. Accountants tidy truths, others shun. Workers' dreams are stitched in every yard. Their lives are written on a card. They guard the flames when times are charred. Their strength is quiet, never jarred. They walk the path that others bared. Their hands are rough, their hearts are mad. In every shift, no time for lurkers. This is all about dignity of workers.
That was beautiful. Inspired you to write your poem.
That we should take notice about the dignity of workers and that they should be treated right.
Definitely. Some people are underappreciated for what they do. Now, moving on to year six. Dylan,
would you like to start your poem?
Do not look down on the poor just because we have more. It's important to lend a hand and help others understand. Sharing shows God's love is near. It wipes away others' tears. When someone's hungry or tired or cold, our kindness shines much brighter than gold. Jesus showed us to care, to stand out with those who deep despair. So let us give and let us share to build a world that's kind and fair.
Very nice, and I think that's certainly put a smile on my face as well. And it might, and if we can help other people like how you, if we can help other people like that and who aren't as fortunate as us, that it will definitely put a smile on their face.
Well, what a beautiful and wonderful way to end our podcast. That was very nice. Congratulations that you won, and well done that all of you participated. It was very nice of you to do that.
We'll see you next time.
So let us give and let us share to build a world that's kind and fair.